Hello, and welcome back to the show. I gotta stop doing that.
I mean, I thought it was a whole nother website.
I know, right? Welcome back to A Soul to Remember, another episode today. And this story is beyond crazy. I know I say that a lot about our different cases, but this one really takes the cake. It really does. I don't even know where to start with this one.
But let's start with our names. Hi, I'm Letitia. Your name is?
Right, Kayla.
All right. And this is?
Already said that.
A Soul to Remember. Uh-huh. Keep going.
Yeah, true. Crazy. But before we get into story, how are you guys today? How are you feeling this morning, this dawn, this night, evening, or whatever time you're listening? Just make sure you're cool, calm, collected.
Yes, I thank you for the support.
We always
truly appreciate it.
How was your week so far?
So far, so good. I cannot complain. It can be worse. So
true, true.
I'm, you know, thanking God every day. Yeah. I'm still waking up, and y'all still in my face asking for things.
Love you too. But let's get right into today's story, and it's crazy. Super.
Stay tuned.
Oh yeah. So today's story is really, really crazy. It's about this woman. In this particular story, we do talk about women of color and their struggles and everything. But our caseload today will be a bit different because we're going to be talking about a suspect more so than the victim. The victim was a man, an assembly man, and we'll get more into that later. This case happened a long time ago. We're going to take you on an internet plane ride to Malaysia because this is where it took place. I'm going to say firsthand, I'm not good with names, especially foreign names, so I will pronounce anything that I have to correctly as best as I can. Same goes for you, you know. When I was reading this article, I was like, what the hell? So I really want to get into this. Do you know anything about this case beforehand today?
No. But no. I'm very interested in what you have discovered about this crazy woman.
Yeah, she cray cray. She cray cray. In the story, her full real name is pronounced, I believe, Mazana Ismali, but she's known as Mona Fande. I probably butchered that, but at this point, I don't care.
But there are articles on YouTube if you really want to know the full article.
Oh, yeah. Full story.
So
she also had a nickname called Boma as well.
Yeah. So we're just giving you a little tidbit of what we had to school.
She was born in Malaysia. She was born in 1956. A little interesting fact, though, I guess in her younger years, she had a short-lived career as like a pop star. She actually did have an album, you know, just one album though. But it was cut short, I guess. It didn't work out. She had some sales going on, but you know, she wasn't like a Beyonce or a Britney Spears, you know, level. Just a little something, something. But I found that interesting. I'm like, how do you become something that was just normal as singing or acting, like being in the arts, to murder? And she's awake. Your kid. So now we're going to get into the details of the actual murder, and then we're kind of trying to talk about afterwards what really prompted it in the first place. But this all took place in July of 1993. and an assemblyman for the Central Pahang State. The victim's name was Datuk Mazarin Idris. I really hope I said that wrong. Had approached Mona for supernatural help to try to boost his career, you know, in the state assembly that he was in. I guess climbed his party's ladder. He was actually persuaded by a couple who probably used her services in the past for something else.
Why do you have to say his name wrong?
No, I said I hope I didn't.
Oh.
Because I'm not good with names. I'm really not.
I know.
So
you better than me. I would have told to butcher it.
No, but the point
straight
is
straight good at that.
Oh jeez. He was persuaded by a couple to take part in a ritual, which he was to lay on the floor with his eyes closed, waiting for the money to, end quote, fall from the sky. Basically,
oh, yeah.
I know, right? But basically, once he did that, his fate would meet him. And his fate met him with a blade of an axe.
Oh.
So, to give a picture, it might be a little gruesome, which it will be. So, this next part, no, don't do that. Don't tell him to do that. This next part, the description of it is a little gruesome. So if you have any younger listeners, like we say before, just get off your phone. We're trying to do a show.
No, I'm saying close your eyes.
Why?
And just have a vision of what.
Why are you doing that? That's just no.
Poor man. That was bamboozled and, you know, deceived. He was being deceived. It was deceptive.
So what happened was when he laid on the floor, the purpose of this ritual, basically what she and her husband was like, oh yeah, if you lay on the floor, you have to go like in this position, we have to say this chant, and then it will have, end quote, fall from the sky. Basically like a wishing well type situation. But what happened was he was to lay on the floor with his eyes closed, waiting for this pretend money. And instead, no money fell, but instead it was an axe, a blade of an axe that fell onto him. He was decapitated and dismembered.
Oh.
But that's not even the worst part. Not only was he that, he was partially skinned alive. Because he was still kind of conscious. Well, they found his body in 18 parts. They hacked him to death. He was reported missing on July 2nd of 1993.
Okay, back it up.
After
he was decapitated. Okay, how can you be halfway alive and your head is off your body? Or is that the other way around?
No, I'm saying like partially decapitated, but then they cut him up after.
That's messed up. He fed all that. Yeah. Oh, poor baby.
They withdrew money from his account. Their currency, I forgot the name of their currency. They did 30,000 ringgit. Back then, that translates to $12,000 in U.S. money. It was so funny. Yeah, don't make it obvious at all. The next day, she went on a shopping spree. She bought a Mercedes and got a facelift. On the same day. On the same day. I said, then you can't wait a week. I'm just kidding. So, they did have a trial, though.
So how did she dispose of the body?
If you watched our very first episode, we had another case of a woman in Mexico who was also skinned and decapitated by her boyfriend and was put in trash bags, kind of similar to what happened here. They don't talk about too much of what happened actually to the body, but that's what's being implied. I mean, okay. Like I said, yeah, she went on a shopping spree. But her Mercedes-Benz and a facelift.
But I don't know how she got caught.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I'm glad she did. Her, her
crazy. She's the first.
Her crazy.
First woman. I just spilled my soda, you guys. It'll completely 180. But no, what's so messed up? In her trial pictures, like her going to court, she's smelling hella big. And gonna say, end quote, at least I have some fans or something like that. Or talking about like, I'm happy I have fans. Or I'm just like.
She wanted fame doing that? That is crazy.
I don't think so. I just think she probably happy she got the attention because of it.
Yeah. She was very happy to start. I was looking at the article. I mean, she was very, very happy. I was like, honey, you on trial for murder.
She's actually the first woman to be executed, too, in Malaysia. She was executed by hanging. Her trial took place in 1995. her case lasted 65 days. 65 days with evidence from 76 witnesses.
Okay, 76. It's pretty much an open shut case.
Yeah, the prosecution told the court that the money was the motive for the killing. They knew he was an easy target. He had lots of money, you know, and I'm just like, what?
Oh, I feel sorry for them poor man that had to go through that torture. That is absolutely horrendous. Usually we do females, but this one here is crazy.
His body was found July 22nd, mm-hmm, of 1993, and it was buried beneath the storeroom of an uncompleted house and sealed over with a concrete cap. So okay. Now, it only took 7 jury members. Just 70 minutes to reach a unanimous verdict of guilty against all 3 of the defendants. It was her, her husband, and their assistant, you know. Because, you know, I think she initiated the crime, but I think who actually did the crime was her and her husband. And then, of course, the assistant is guilty by association because he probably either knew about it, in on it, or didn't do anything to actually stop it, you know. That's my theory because they don't really talk about him. All I know is that he was pretty young. He was 31, you know. At the time, and I'm just like, dang. I mean, they were set to be hung in November of 2001, so she died at the age of 45.
And my husband,
I'm just baffled about this case.
Her husband still living, or he was actually the one that actually did the crime, but she was the, I guess, the mastermind.
The mastermind.
So,
they were both handcuffed and hooded in their holding cells, adjacent to the execution chamber. Then they were led to the gallows, with 3 British-style nooses hanging.
That's great. I mean,
the bodies were left hanging for an hour before taken down for an autopsy and then burial.
They're gonna make sure they dead, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They're gonna make sure you don't see no shaking or nothing. No toe moving or nothing. Making sure.
You know, after the executions, the victim's wife, her name was Datin Farida Zanudian, I hope I said that right, told reporters that she could finally bury the past behind her, so she hoped now to carry living her life with her children without the painful memories. That's so sad, and they have kids, man.
Okay, to the commentary people.
Yeah.
All right.
That's so messed up.
The most important message of this story is be careful who you talk to. Or who you befriend, thinking this, is up the game. And, you know, witchcraft and whatever it sound don't make no sense. Usually,
this whole story is just full of crap.
it would sound good, too good to be true. It probably is. Ain't nothing wrong with doing things the right way. If you're talented, you have all the blessings to come to you. Mm-hmm. If you do things crooked,
no shortcuts.
It gonna come to you tenfold. It could be negative. You don't want that negative energy. Be careful who you tell. It's a saying. Be careful who you tell people your dreams, because they are the ones. They might be the ones that may pray against you. Mm-hmm. Keep things to yourself. Do things right. You doing things right, things come to you. Gotta be careful out here. People is crazy.
Very.
And this woman, you look at her, she looked very, very natural. You didn't think she was a psycho? That's some crazy crap.
Like, she was actually at the trial smiling.
Yes, the girls, listen. Girl, what you smiling for?
And she was smiling big, like she was getting her photo taken for a new album or something.
Yes.
I'm dead. I'm like, come on.
I said, ow, teeth just grinning. Ain't no dentists around here. Why are you smiling in my face?
Yeah, that face really was lifted.
I mean,
super.
That Botox was hidden.
Was hidden. She got her Mercedes.
That,
she got a facelift. She got some clothes. I said,
damn. That Botox was on them cheeks. I don't think she was able not to smile. She's got through doing a doggone surgery. And she's like, oh, yeah. Does she even have regrets? Or did you even say anything at the trial?
Said something about the fans.
The fans, if you don't get your...
She's like, I'm happy I have fans. Something like that, of that extent.
If I would have heard that, you know what? You go die today.
No. Yeah, the trial took place in 1995.
Where's that deuce?
They died in November of 2001, so...
Nah, she lucky I was not the judge. Okay. Where's... you go to your fans... Can your fans see you die right now? Hold on. Excuse me, security. Where your CEO at? Hold on. Let me get that.
Stop it.
Let me get that together. Where's that line? Yeah, I'm three of them right there because she made all y'all die today. Come on now. What the world? But yeah, but Malaysia, I don't know what type of judicial system they got over there, but I know over here.
Yeah.
In America, I don't know, but yeah, I have never heard anything like that. I felt so sorry for the family, the babies, the wife. She had to, I guess, sit through all that mess and hear how her husband got killed, what they did to him. You know what I'm saying? Knowing he was trying to better their lives, and then his own life get taken away, and how it got taken away.
Yeah.
Because he trusted someone he thought, you know what I'm saying, he could further his career. So I say, be careful who you talk to. You know? And so always when you talk to someone new, always tell your friends, tell your mate, tell someone who you know what I'm saying, just met, because you never know. I don't know if he was kidnapped or he was subdued. I don't know how it came
probably
about.
Probably earned that trust somehow, and then was like, "Oh yeah, come over all night."
Right. So every time I go somewhere, your daddy, my husband, he knows everywhere I go, and the same thing with him, vice versa.
Yeah.
Because we don't know. That's why he was, oh, you so controlling. No, things like this in this world now, you need to know who your child, your family members is talking
your
to.
Your friends.
If anybody could go turn them missing, then they're like, looking at you like, man, what to do? You can't live with yourself. Your conscience would not let you be settled. You know what I'm saying?
I understand.
So you
it's
feel
just settle around, you know?
Yeah. So,
we just want to have our ending remarks now.
Yes.
even though the story was at a tragic end, I'm glad they found some type of closure. I also want to thank people who are supporting our show as well, listening in. And if you want to support us even more, you can donate to our show as little as $1 or $10 a month. You can subscribe to us. That's also a thing. But we do appreciate every listen that we have. And we want to continue bringing awareness to stories all the time.
It's not even just that, just that you have any type of you know, recommendations.
Or requests.
You know, just, talk to us. We very, you know, friendly.
You can follow us on our social media, yes. Our TikToks. We have Instagram, TikTok, and our Facebook page. You can always leave a comment, suggestion, a like.
A word.
A request.
Just say hello.
Yeah. And we will always answer back.
Always.
We love you guys. And have a good night. Morning, or whenever you're listening to this. I'm Kayla.
Letitia.
And this is
A Soul to Remember.
Bye.
See ya.